Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed into law a statewide cell phone ban in Illinois public schools. The measure prohibits students from using mobile phones or other electronic messaging devices during school hours. High schools could allow phones during lunchtime and passing periods, and the law makes an exception for students with certain medical needs. Pritzker said on Tuesday that he's heard from many parents and teachers who want more focused classrooms.
Students are distracted. Teachers sometimes have trouble getting students' attention. Principals are experiencing disruption that smartphones create throughout the school day. Parents have been concerned and have seen cyberbullying and, of course, the mental health impact that social media and phone usage are having on our kids.
Public schools will have to implement the ban by the start of the 2027-28 academic year. The Rock Island City Council is advancing an ordinance that would prohibit operating unauthorized vehicles on public roads. The measure brought by Second Ward Alderman Randy Hurt aims to crack down on dirt bikes and ATVs, which he says have prompted safety and noise complaints in recent months. During the City Council's meeting this week, City Attorney Leslie Day explained the proposal goes beyond a new state law regulating electric bikes.
This ordinance instead focuses on vehicles and conduct that are not authorized by state law or that create public safety concerns. So it prohibits the operation of mini bikes, dirt bikes, ATVs, UTVs, and similar off-road vehicles on public streets, sidewalks, trails, parks, and other public right-of-way. Prohibits reckless operation of any motorized device when it endangers people or property.
The ordinance would allow police officers to impound unauthorized vehicles and issue fines of up to $750. The proposed ban is expected to get a second reading at the Rock Island City Council's next meeting. A large fire burned through a meat processing plant in the northeast Iowa city of Postville on Tuesday. No injuries or deaths have been reported, but Iowa Public Radio's Gavin McGough reports that the blaze has disrupted city life.
The fire broke out at the AgriStar meat plant just west of Postville's Main Street. Multiple agencies from across northeast Iowa responded, and smoke was visible for miles. The city is asking residents to reduce water use given the demand from firefighters. Natalia Mateo watched the fire alongside her mother, who works at the plant. She says Postville will feel the impact.
It's really devastating to see it close down, because that's people's main job, and it's just very sad to see it close down.
Roughly 600 people work at the plant, making it one of the region's largest employers. The cause of the fire remains unknown. In Postville, I'm Gavin McGough, IPR News.
Iowa Democratic gubernatorial candidate Rob Sand says he would like to remove out-of-pocket cost for Iowans getting follow-up cancer screenings. Sand made his comments on Tuesday at a roundtable hosted by the American Cancer Society Action Network. Sand took questions about his stance on issues related to radon mitigation, tobacco taxes, and state funding for cancer research, among other concerns. He says he would like to eliminate cost-share options like copays and deductibles for more advanced cancer screenings, so Iowans are not deterred due to cost.
We know that the earlier we treat cancers, the far less that it costs the entire healthcare system. And so costs are staying low for everyone involved.
Sand's Republican opponent, Zach Lane, is scheduled to participate in a roundtable on cancer next month. An Iowa farming organization is stuck in limbo as the USDA appeals a judge's decision to restore grants the agency wants to cut. Iowa Valley RC&D relied on the Increasing Land Capital and Market Access Grant to fund a two-year training program for new farmers. The USDA canceled the grant in March. The Eastern Iowa nonprofit sent home the farmers that were only 3 weeks into the program. They joined a lawsuit with organizations across the U.S., and a federal judge restored the grant money earlier this month. Iowa Valley Director Jason Grimm says they're hesitant about the situation because the USDA is appealing the decision.
They're telling us to submit bills and to process things, and they'll process things, but until we get paid, I don't know if that'll happen yet.
Grimm says because of the delays, they'll have to extend their grant contract to accomplish their training program goals. In sports, the Quad Cities River Bandits slayed the Dayton Dragons 12-5 last night at Modern Woodman Park in Davenport. And this is WVIK News.